Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode number 25 and it's the 6th of June 2014. June already, eh? Who can believe it? Coming up today, I've got a few updates of what's been going on over the last few weeks. I know it's been a while since my last podcast and that's been due to technical difficulties. One of the main ones, my laptop hasn't been playing ball in order to load everything onto the website. So I've had to work through and get that going, which is why I've been... The one I recorded only went up the other day, which was from a few weeks ago. I've also been unhappy with the quality of the microphone. I felt that could be greatly improved. So I've gone out and bought a new microphone. And so far I think this is pretty good. It certainly feels a lot more comfortable and easier to use. I can see what's going on the screen better. And I'm not holding it so close to my mouth, which I think is good. I've also been extremely, extremely busy on the plots, as you can imagine. May, June, well, let's say May anyway. It's probably one of the busiest times on the plots. But more on that coming up in the show. So, as I say, basically, today is going to be mostly talking updates. So, let's talk about what's been going on at the home plot. Okay, at home, basically what's been going on, quite a bit. Radishes have been grown, I've been harvesting those. In fact, tonight when I've looked out there, they're probably starting to bolt, so I'm gonna have to lift all those soon. And bolting, for those that don't know, is when they start going to seed. Basically, they've overgrown a bit too much. They just, if you leave them to bolt, they tend to go a bit hard and not very nice to eat. So, yeah, they're edible, which is the main thing. What I should have done was thinned them out a bit earlier. Now, basically, all the tomato plants and the chilli plants and the aubergine plants that have gone in have grown really well. I've only had two tomato plants losses, which overall isn't too bad a deal. So I'll be replacing those soon. They're still there, but they just don't... Just a bit of stalk, really. So, not a good start. The path in the back garden, I decided I'll pressure wash just to clean it up a bit. Now, I know this isn't really related, but this is actually an update with the X-hose. Because I used the X-blows to plumb it in, as I'm sure you can imagine. And when I plumb, basically, on the end of the X-hose is like a little... It's removable, so it's not a massive problem. But there's a little shut-off valve that you close in order to expand it. Well, that went faulty while using on the press wash and wouldn't let any water through. But I've removed it and it'll be fine. It's still usable and I'm still impressed with that whole thing overall. Just a bit annoying. But to be fair, my water pressure here is extremely high. So that could actually be, could be why. The feed maker, you may remember I said I put some nettles in it. Well, the nettle tea that came out of it was, I've emptied it now. It was a lovely green, it was ready. And I've been obviously feeding the plants with it, and it's great. Just dilute it down, wonderful. Removed the nettles and took those to the compost heap. I've now put comfrey in there, which came from the allotment, and doing the same again. I'll be making more feed with that. I'm just waiting to use up all the nitrogens, the nettle tea first. Now the peach tree, that's got quite a few peaches growing on it, which are swelling by the day, I swear. So I'm really pleased with those. Obviously they're growing nicely. I've not really done much with them apart from putting them in a bigger pot and mulched them with some stone chipper from the apple trees that I have, and they're growing really, really well, so I'm quite pleased with those. And hopefully soon I'll be harvesting peaches, which would be a new one for me. First time I've managed to grow peaches successfully. Yeah, that's about it with what I've been doing at home. Oh, no. I've had a bit of result on eBay. I got 5 vintage garden tools. And these vintage garden tools, one's a little hand scythe or a sickle, there's a shovel, a potato fork, a beet fork, and a turfing iron. I got them all for £5, so £1 a piece, and they're in perfectly good working order, but I'm slowly doing them, sanding them down and treating them with linseed oil. I'm doing them one at a time. I'm starting with a sickle, getting it nice and sharp as well, and sanding down all the rough edges and all the dark stuff away. So yeah, it's turned out to be pretty good. But for £1 each, I couldn't believe my luck, and they all look really good. I will put some photos on the post for that. So, yeah. Okay, so with that, let's talk about what's been going on up at the allotment. Okay, up at the allotment, I've been doing a hell of a lot, but when I talk about it, it's probably not going to sound that much. Basically, it's pretty much all completely planted. I've just got bed free to complete, which is the peas and beans this year. I've just got to sow more peas and beans, but all the other beds, including the brassica bed, is now all planted up. I've got tomatoes, aubergines, a cucumelon, gourds, vegetables, spaghetti, squash. One of those actually died. I think it got eaten by slugs. Peas, beans, aubergines, cucumbers, gherkins, pumpkins. To be honest, I've got so many planted that the list just goes on and on. And basically, when I've planted these, but because they've been grown in pots, I've basically dug a hole out about the size of a pot, pot them into the soil, watered them, just to get them bedded in, and about half hour later, I've gone back and just thrown some slug pellets around, just to protect them from, obviously, the slugs and the snails, which are rampant at this time of year. They're just growing everywhere like mad. They're all in, and it's all fully planted up, which hopefully mean I shall get some food soon. The broad beans I sowed last year and overwintered, I've been harvesting those. I've been making some lovely meals out of them, and plenty in the freezer. So, yeah, that's a really good result. Quite early this year, but tasty. A couple other things I've harvested. Rhubarb. And I've been harvesting that for about the last month, really. That's done really well. I was a bit worried about my own personal rhubarb, but after clearing all the weeds around it, it shot back into life, and I think it just felt a bit crowded. The other thing I've been harvesting, and I don't actually grow this, it's just on one of our neighbours, and it sort of overgoes, grows ours, is elderflowers from the elderflower tree, or elderberry tree. And I've just harvested some of those and made like a cordial, which is really nice, make it most years, really nice and tasty, and just tastes of spring. It's the only way I could describe it. Some people say it smells of pea. I don't see that myself, but each to their own. I've noticed the garlic that I planted last year is starting to suffer from rust, and the leaves are starting to turn brown, which means they're probably ready for harvesting soon. So I'll dig those up and see how they've done. I'm not expecting brilliant yields out of the garlic this year because he didn't really get a decent enough winter. So we shall see there. One of my other neighbours has gone on holiday, and he's just asked me just to keep an eye on his plot and anything that can be harvested have. So I've actually been able to get some of his tabries, which are very early and they're quite nice. And tasty. Put some comfrey. That's grown like mad, so we can chop that down into the water butt that was the dustbin. And that's doing really well, actually. That's going to mix with the nettles that are already in there and make a good mixture of the feed. But it is smelly, which I'm so glad we got the lid. And some of the other comfrey would just go on the compost heap to add a bit more nitrogen and stuff to the compost heap. In fact, talking of the compost heap, in one of the black compost bins, I noticed there was a, I think it was a slow worm curled up in there, possibly a grass snake. I saw it there and just left it because I don't like disturbing those things. Not I'm scared of them or anything, just to, it's not bothering me, so why should I bother it? But yeah, that was in there, and that's a good sign because they eat slugs and snails if it's a slow worm, so hopefully the amount that are there at the moment, it will do them some good. Yeah, the slugs and the snails are just rampant. It's been pretty wet for them, but yeah, things can only get better for them. I got given by one of my neighbours some more autumn raspberries, which have gone in their autumn bliss, and they've obviously gone in the autumn raspberry patch, so they'll be growing there really quite happily. And yeah, looking forward to those, obviously. Quite a decent crop size or size of area for those, so I should get some decent raspberries at least, which I'm quite looking forward to because we like raspberries, and quite a few people like raspberries. I've also added a globe artichoke, and that is just a bit of decoration as well. And that has gone in the perennial area at the top, sort of towards the side, just below the hammock, really, near the grapevine. Now, there's been a lot of weeding going on, I mean a lot of weeding, so I've been having to pull them out by hand and get down on my hands and knees and really do them. However, I saw one of my other neighbours using his really interesting tool. And basically, it's just a hand weed. It's only about 6 inches long, maybe 8. It's just on the end, there's a circular piece of metal that goes round with a hole in the centre. And on one of the edges towards the top is sharp. And you just work it through the soil, and anything hard, you turn it over to get the sharp side to cut through the weeds. What I liked about this, one bit, it was so simple, but two, you could get in between most plants you don't want to hurt and clear them out. So, yeah, I was really, really impressed with that. To the point, I searched around many garden centres, I couldn't find one, but I found one on eBay. So I bidded on one on that, paid for it. It was £4 with £3 postage and packaging, or saying it was £7 in total. And typically, after that, I popped to another garden centre and I found one, the last one they must have had, for £5. I bought that one as well, to be honest. I have one at home and one at the allotment, and I'll put some pictures on the website of those as well, and see what you think of them. It's made by Bergen and Ball, but I don't think they make them anymore, which is a great shame, because I think they're brilliant. I really do. They're the best little hand hoe I've ever seen, because let's take onions. An onion hoe, if you're not careful, nick an onion and you've damaged your crop. This, it's difficult to happen. So I was really pleased with that, and I thought, brilliant. I'll see what everyone else thinks. Okay, so I think I'm about coming towards the end of this podcast for this week. Thank you all for listening again. Now we'll be doing next week, now I've got everything up and running. So with that, I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast. Thank you and goodbye.